All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please.
And via VOW, good evening.
N5AOW, Bob, you have the floor first tonight. Go ahead, take it away.
Good evening, Kevin. Yeah, I'm kind of portable. I'm out in the garage tonight and utilizing the rig out there. Have a few things going on and working on a project and wanted to get it cleared up a little bit, so give me a little bit of extra time this evening. It's been kind of a strange day today. We had a variety of different types of weather, but overall, it was still a good day. I think we'll probably get a couple of days of precip, and then it's going to clear up by the weekend. I hope so. I got to make a trip to Massachusetts and, on Saturday, so I'm looking for a clear day with that. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening, Kevin. N5AOW, back to Net Control.
Okay, Bob, sounds like you've been busy today, and that's kind of neat because I was surprised that you checked in portable, but yeah, if you're out in the garage working, I guess you're not next to a base station, so but you're making the repeater really nicely, so no qualms there at all about that. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking still for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, moving along, I am actually the only one so far here in Echolink, so I'll move on and open the floor. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, now taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike, N2PFM. Am I making it in at all? I'm going to the repeater, but am I making it all in the, into you, since we did have that, since we had that trouble last night, N2PFM. WAQU.
Okay, the net recognizes WA2U John, and first up will be N2PFM George. George, actually, you are making the repeater really nice and solid, no problems at all. I can hear you through on Echolink without any issue, but George, go ahead. Tell us what's going on in your world today.
Well, good evening, Kevin James, and to John. And to Bill up there, we got a temperature here of 35 degrees on the mountainside, temperature range 35 to 40, and we have little bits of splits and other stuff on, and yeah, I'm glad I'm making it, because I kind of thought yesterday maybe I was getting the message, and I was going to just sort of pull the plug on the channel. I figured maybe they're telling me, hey, dry up and blow away, and if they are, fine, just tell me, and I won't bother anymore. You know, that's the size of it. I feel more and more as I get older, I get my back up more and more. I figure, hey, if someone doesn't want something, just tell me. You won't have to worry anymore. Just, you know, dry up and blow away. Okay, with that, there's nothing much else going on. So I'll say N2PS, I'm clear.
Hey, George, no, there was no problem with you. It was something we weren't able to pick you up over here on Echolink because I was listening to with Matt, and he, in fact, chatted with me later, and we were both, you know, feeling bad that you were having issues getting through, and then it was kind of like a pile-up on top. So actually, I just ran into a pile-up when I was on the Lowville net there. A couple of us tried to check in at the same time and didn't realize we were stepping on each other. So that does happen from time to time, and it's, you know, a little frustrating, but I know I always kind of step back, and, well, with Echolink, I have no choice. It forces me to wait until the tail drops, so that does make it a bit of a more challenge. So, but, no, George, we always look forward to hear from you, and by all means, always check in, please, because we enjoy chatting with you. So, all right, with that, we'll move forward, and we'll hand it over to WA2U. John, go ahead. Tell us what's going on in your way today.
Okay, very good. WA2 waiting for the courtesy beep and waiting for a complete full reset. So give everybody a chance to relays and things of that nature to get into the right mode, I guess. Well, good evening to you, Kevin James. Good evening to George and Bob and anyone else that's out there listening this evening. About 32 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, so kind of interesting weather, but maybe it gives a whole new dimension to March Madness, whatever that's all about, all the silliness of that. But anyways, had a good day. Didn't do a whole lot today. Did a workout in the gym. I guess that's pretty good. I spent a half an hour on the Airdyne, half an hour, and I did 9.5 miles. I guess that's okay for me. And then 5-minute cool down, and Kathy did a workout. She almost did close to 3 miles on the elliptical, and then we had someone come over, and they picked up. We had some chairs for our kitchen here. We wanted to reupholster. We picked up a nice antique-ish table a number of years ago, and I've got these little projects, and we had the chairs refinished. And I said, "Well, let's get somebody that has some expertise." I did the chairs before and have the right staple gun. I said, let somebody else do it. So they came over today, and very reasonable, and they're going to take care of it. We said, well, do whatever you got to do, and then the chairs here will migrate up to what we call the office upstairs, so that'll be good. So I got that done, and Kathy put some orders in yesterday. We get a lot of stuff delivered here to the house, which is very convenient. I ordered a big old stack of CDs today, and a few places like Barnes & Noble, there's free shipping, so they will send them to the house. So combination of that and Off-Center Records in Utica, we keep busy with our CDs. We're always listening for new stuff and copying it, burning it, and so there you go. I think we'll probably have some company tomorrow evening. I don't know, probably around almost nap time, so we'll see how that all plays out. But Kathy's actually got some of her seeds and some of her stuff started upstairs. She's got a grow light. She's got a little mini garden sort of going. Well, a few days ago, it was almost, you know, kind of a surprise to weather, but really no complaints. So worked on a few other projects today. So Bob's working, everybody's working on projects. I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and maybe somebody else will join us or another thought will come along. WA to you, back to net.
All right, John, yeah. Hearing about the seeds there, too, planting, my gosh. I remember when my dad was still living at home before Alzheimer's only set in used to be about this time, he would get out the little trays and the seed packets, and I'd always kind of like looking at what he was up to, and he was always mesmerized by his tomato plants, so it's always interesting to see him go gung-ho on getting those tomato plants ready. And then the other thing he would love to do is get a jump start on his watermelon plant, so that was the other big thing, so so he's funny. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still taking calls from regular guests and members or anyone at this point that would like to check in. Come now, please.
KC2NVU.
All right, KC2NVU, Ray, go ahead. What's going on your way today?
It's snowing. Slow down a second, I'll check the temperature. It's still 33 degrees, so we're still above freezing. But it's snowing. We're just processed about 60 gallons of vegetable oil for the furnace. Keep her fed.
Okay, yeah, understood there. Hey, Ray, were you able to copy my message last night after the net to send over to Tara? Because I know I felt bad. I just found out about Brewster, and that just kind of broke my heart. I was just curious if you were able to catch that message.
No, right after I checked in, the TV volume went back up. So I missed whatever happened after that.
Okay, Reese, yeah, if you could, just do me a favor, just send Tara and her husband condolences from us down here in the Central Southern Tier. Like I said, we just found out that Brewster wasn't doing well, and then we found out that Brewster crossed the Rainbow Bridge, and I know she is taking it hard, and, you know, I feel for her, because when you have a dog, you know, that long, it's part of the family. You know, hey, no matter what, I've got my little guy here, Brutus. He's, well, half the age of Brewster, and Brutus is my little buddy. He hangs out with me all the time, and whenever I'm in the TV station editing or if I'm here at my house doing studio work or whatever, he's always here by my side watching what I'm up to. So, man, I tell you, yeah, it just breaks my heart to hear that. So, yeah, if you could just, you know, just say hello for me, and that would be deeply, deeply appreciated. In fact, I just noticed over here really quick on Echolink, I see KA3TFB is here. If you want, what I'll do, Bill, I'll acknowledge you and just walk you in. If you want, just jump in here. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB. Roger, roger. You can acknowledge me. Over. Back over to you.
Okay, yeah, received, yeah, and Ray, by all means, if you can, that would be really cool if you could just pass that through for me. That would be really awesome. I owe you big time. Hopefully one of these days I get back up there, like I say, to the Boonville area, and I'm going to probably obviously make a stop to Marino's, because Tara makes a mean pizza, I'll tell you. She made me a cheese and mushroom pizza there, gosh, I want to say it was a month and a half ago, and I'll tell you what, I'm still reveling over it, so... very impressed. All right. Bill, go ahead. Tell us what's going on down your way today. This is KD2FBM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
KD2AIT, Echo Link Repeater, KA3TFNB. Hey, good evening to everyone. I wish everyone a good welcome from Pennsylvania. You know, the little things make the biggest difference. Walked out, took the dog out, and that's another thing I want to ask you a question on. You called your dog Brutus. Is that a real name? Because that's what I called my black lab retriever when she was around. Anyhow, walked out, took the dog out, and I have two little dandelions. They're growing on the lee side of the porch, and to see them up so early, you know, it's just a wonder. Of course, you know, life struggles. Who out there hasn't been struggling? I'm going to raise my hand twice. Hey, good to hear. I'm on the last car maybe of the train here. I'm a little different. I just logged in late because I was outside tidying up. So, Kevin James, thanks for picking the net up. And I wish the best to everybody. KA3TFB, rolling down the old highway, just like the Amish buggy. When you see the wheels go wobbly, wobbly, one way to the other way, that's old Bill. Take a picture. He's just wobbling down the old road, you know, the wobble wheels of the Amish buggy. Back over to net control, KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, yeah, received. Yeah, Brutus actually was the name that was given to me with the dog when I picked him up when he was about, I want to say about 6-8 weeks old. He was just barely weaned when I got him, and he fit right in the palm of my hand, and I was kind of questioning, you know, the family I picked him up from, you know, as to why they named him Brutus. And well, I found out he was a brute for a Chihuahua Minpin. He's got the personality of a big dog in a little dog's body, and well, when he was a pup, and I say a pup, a little pup, he used to drag his brother and sister around in his litter by their ears and tails, and well, that's how he got the name Brutus. And I added on the Wonder Mutt because I always wonder what he's up to and what he's thinking and what he's doing. So the stage name actually kind of, that became a stage name when I put him into the seat, the television studio with me. So if you ever watch one of my TV shows down here that I've produced, you will actually see him with a credit, and he is a supporting video editor, Brutus the Wonder Mutt. So he does get credit in there. In fact, he has his roughly 15 seconds of fame at the end where he looks up at the camera like, hey, this is cool, and then just kind of walks off. So that's his little curtain bow that he does for everyone. I figure you guys get a kick out of that. So, all right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for further check-ins. Or if there are any comments or queries, come down, please.
That's fine. Hey, on that one, who's that? Hello, Kevin.
All right, I think we had a double there. I think that was KA2ZNZ. It sounded like Jack. And N5AOW, I did hear you. If you can hold on for just a second, I'll let Jack say hello really quick, because I know Jack's got to jump back out here momentarily to get ready for Octane. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, it was definitely me. And hi to Bob. Sorry, it's up on you, Bob. But anyways, good evening to all. And I guess it's snowing up your way. I heard NDU mention that, right? And it's just raining lately here in the Liverpool, Syracuse area. We're down to about 38 degrees. So that's about it. Nothing too special. It was a fairly mild day, although we got rain most of the afternoon, actually, once it got started. 7 degrees all around.
Back to
Kevin
James. All right, Jack, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And my apologies, I did not get out to Syracuse yesterday for Josh's birthday, AA2AN, because I heard that you were going to be going too. And fortunately, my back has not been acting too pleasant, so a long trip for me probably wouldn't have been the best thing. So do forgive me, but I will hopefully get back out to Syracuse one of these days, and we'll have to meet up again with you and Carol. All right, N5AOW, Bob, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, Kevin, N5AOW. Hello, good evening, Jack. You know, you can step on me anytime. I was working from the garage with my, I've got a 5/8 mag mount up on the metal roof. Don't do too bad, but just doesn't have the push the other one does. Anyhow, yeah, it's, we're getting a little bit of snow here, light snow, and then changing the rain back and forth, just on that borderline. But anyway, Kevin, what I wanted to say was, I heard your comment about Brewster, and I just wanted to give you condolences. You know, anytime you hear that kind of situation, that's always a sad one. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you. No biggie for me, you know, we're talking. I just wanted to get in there and offer that. So, have a good evening again, and Jack also, and John, and everyone else on the net. N5AOW, back to net control.
All right, Bob, yeah. Yeah, Brewster, the other dog that we were talking about, because Brutus is sitting next to me right now. He always watches what I'm doing. He's hanging out with me right now, as a matter of fact. But Brewster, that was my friend Tara's dog. If you remember, Bob, when I was back up there, it seems like forever ago now, looking for Marino's Pizza, that's where she works. So if you ever take a stop in there, just say hello to her and, I know she'll be appreciative of knowing how famous Brewster has gotten through the radio here from us chatting. So, Brewster was quite a pup from what I understand. So had Brewster's favorite spots to hang out and go sightseeing and everything, because she's been posting pictures on Facebook of Brewster's favorite things and favorite places. So quite a dog from what I can understand. So. All right, with that, move forward here. Still looking for any other late check-ins or comments or queries. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI, Pete, go ahead. Tell us what's going on over your way.
Well, I missed most of the net. I had a guy call me. What a nightmare. I should have not probably gone the last step when I redid his computer. I probably should not have gone to Windows 10 with him. Then also, really, it's kind of partly my fault, but he didn't really specify. So, he calls me up, where's my contacts, which I didn't restore. Somehow his Windows Live Mail was set to never delete messages. And so when I set it back up, it was downloading thousands of emails from the last, 5 years. And we went through, I spent an hour and a half today, not this morning, and I said, listen, you got to call Frontier and get them to both delete them or whatever. I went into his webmail and deleted, I thought all of them, actually. He called me tonight, I said, did you get my email? He says, no, I got 587, and it's still going. I said, listen, call Frontier, get them to help you, whatever. Get all that stuff out of the inbox. He said he was on the phone with him for 2 hours. I don't know why, but so he just got back to me, and I did restore his contacts. But man, between all the initial problems, it should have been straightforward. I don't know what screwed up on the machine. I tried to put in Windows 10 fresh and just to say, no, don't keep anything. Wouldn't work. Supposed to take a Windows 7 or 8 product key. Wouldn't recognize it. Okay, let's go back to Windows 7 and do a factory recovery. Of course, that wouldn't work because Windows 10 screwed up the, press F 11 whatever keys. You couldn't boot it into the recovery partition. So I manually got around that by using ImageX. Finally got the Windows 7 would boot up. But it really didn't work because it still had the Windows 10 bootloader. It still wasn't quite right. And finally I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in, we're going to boot from the Windows 7, original Windows 7 DVD, and we're going to go to advanced options for installation. We're going to delete the recovery partition and the system partition and let Windows 7 install itself. And that all worked, and then I said, good, now we're going to get this done. I'll be able to take it with me and meet the guy in Boonville or Marsport or someplace. And on my way Saturday. Well, this is Friday, so Windows sits there not downloading updates for like 10 hours. And I spent all kinds of time troubleshooting that. And finally, the conclusion was, it's just typical Microsoft crappy Windows update coding, and you just have to wait. So I called the guy Saturday, and I said, listen, I don't think I'm going to have it. I finally got it to start downloading updates. If it gets done before I have to leave, I'll bring it with me, and I'll get you on the way back. If it isn't done, I'm not touching it. I'm just going to let it run over the weekend. So it just finished up. I took it home when I went up to Lake Pleasant, and I spent another 8 hours on it, probably between all kinds of stuff. It just, you know, with my $5, I figure probably I'm lucky if I made $10 an hour on the job, because if I charged them for all the time, it'd been $600, which, of course, you can't do. Plus another hour and a half, close to 2 hours on the phone today. So anybody thinks you get rich in this business, not necessarily true. Anyway, so that's the long story, but I did get my canoe out to Hornbeck Boats in Sunday. I dropped it off there. They patched the holes in the Kevlar that got put in by the canoe, worn in there by the canoe carrier. Did a little geocaching. And Monday I actually went and took the snowmobile and rode it around, not around the lake, but out so I could take a picture. And then Monday night I went to the radio club meeting. It snowed a little bit, and I said, well, you know, I could actually ride these things and run all the old gas out. I could just, of course, run across the grass to, over to the lake. But it's been so cold.
Okay, yeah, hopefully, Pete, you were finished there, because I lost the connectivity there. Said Echolink exceeded TX time limit on my side. If you had more to go ahead, take it. KD2FBM here with KP2WI.
No, I don't think so. I dropped it there. That's about it, I guess, KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, my apologies, Pete. Yeah, Echolink is a funny animal. I love Echolink, but then sometimes I'm like, I want to strangle it, because it does have some funny characteristics as to how it operates, you know, within everything. But, hey, it's a neat tool, and it's something fun to play with, and it's experimental, just kind of like what you were saying before, you know, about software. It is experimental, and precisely. You know, if it works, great, and when it screws up, you know, sometimes you have to fight to figure it out, so yeah, that can be an ouch. So, all right, with that, I will still throw another call out for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
KC2WI. All software is experimental, and Microsoft experiments that you did, you know, and you pay the price, because, you know, these Windows update problems and things like that, they're totally off the hook on that stuff. Although Windows updates is one thing you can sometimes get an answer out of them, but you shouldn't have to do that. But, you know, problems like this, it's either the customer pays, either I got to charge my customers an outrageous amount of money, or I'm working for free, and either way, you know, the software vendor, like Microsoft, gets off scot-free because they don't support it. KC2WI.
Yeah, Pete, I got to admit, you're 100% correct there when you say about the updates. In fact, down at the TV station, The owner refused to do any updates with his machines because a few times he had done them, screwed things up so bad that he had nothing but problems, and he'd have to kind of go backwards and undo things in order to get things to work right again. And then unfortunately at one time he went through and put in a newer version of Pinnacle. We went from Pinnacle 10 to, I think it was Pinnacle 15 for editing. And I'm just going to go off the top of my head here and say I think he forgot what the key was in order to allow the music beds and other features of Pinnacle 10 to ride forward into the Pinnacle 15 environment. And so when I came in, I had everything all arranged, because when you make a TV show, you like some things with uniformity to it, so that way people kind of identify with either the audio tracks, you know, for your intakes coming into the segment, or your outtakes going out of a segment to a package, you know, to a commercial break. And, you know, when those music beds got lost, I was in a panic state. I actually had to go to an old show, rip the music off from it, literally, in live format, and then save it, and then do fades on it manually. You want to talk about a pain in the buns. Literally, just like you said, it costs you time, and it was just a nightmare. All right. With that, I'll throw out one more call here, because I know it's getting a little late. Octane has already started on the 145.170, and I know they'll be sending someone in here momentarily. So I'll throw another quick call out. It's KD2FN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any other last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries? Come now, please.
Yeah, KC2WI, that's why you back up. That's why you make a backup of your image of the entire hard drive. If it's a mission-critical application, and if it doesn't work, you just re-image back. And it's hard to talk customers into doing that or convince them that they should do that. It's amazing how many are absolutely relying on that computer. I mean, they won't back things up. Well, some of them learn the hard way, and others get lucky. KC2WM.
Yes, very well understood, Pete. I've been there, and it has happened. So, yeah, it can be a nightmare. So, yeah, all right. With that, like I say, we'll move forward here, looking for any other last-minute check-ins, comments, or queries. 82FPM with the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please.
WAQ, a quick comment.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U, John.
Okay, Kevin James, and I'm just, Pete, I'd have a, what was the expression, have a great big gigantic bottle of Excedrin or a bottle of your favorite, something after a day like that. Yeah, I can relate to the backup thing. Actually, when I worked for the state of New York, we had kind of an interesting system. Everybody had, small computers, but everything they learned a long time ago, I think they had like a T3 line, everything went down to Albany with this massive storage system, so it of course we had a closed system, but it saved a lot of aggravation rather than keeping it on the hard drive on your desk. You could always, there was, you know, if the line, something didn't happen to the pipeline going to Albany, but if it got there, you were all set, so, yeah, back up, and I just have a comment, you know, when they talk, I belong to a group that's a beta testing group for Envision. They do these barcode scanners, but, you know, one other thing besides Microsoft, it gives a whole new dimension to the word beta test, where you can pay for something, what it cost or whatever, and you didn't even have to be part of the beta group. It's a package deal. WIQ back in that.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely that can be a problem too, like you said, when things get hosed up. Yeah, good point, John. All right, this is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other last-minute check-ins or comments or queries. And we're also waiting to see if Octane may be stepping in here. KD2FPM Net Control.
This is 82-8KB for 10.
All right, KD2HKB, I heard you in there. Are you in here for Octane?
Yeah, that's affirmative, Kevin. Yep, I'm here to check the repeater for Oct-10, if possible.
Okay, received. This is KD2FPN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We're going to part the net here momentarily, and we're going to allow KD2HKB from the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net to step in. Matt, go ahead, take it away.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Kevin. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Oct-10. Looking for any stations wishing to check into Oct-10 this evening, with or without traffic. All are welcome.
S5AOW, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, thank you very much for your check-in. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to Oct-10 this evening with or without traffic? All are welcome.
KD2HKB, this is KD2FPM with the Black River Valley Service Net. You can also check me in for Oct-10 because I won't be able to make it back to my home repeater tonight, so I would appreciate that.
Alrighty, KD2FPM, got you already down, Kevin. I will go ahead and make this my final call for Oct-10, and then I will return the repeater back to the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2HKB for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Oct-10 making the final call for stations wishing to check into Oct-10. All stations are welcome. Final call. With nothing else heard, I'd like to thank the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you all again tomorrow night. This is KD2HKB. I will be clear and return the frequency back to the Black River Valley Service Net. KD2FPM, net control, go ahead. KD2HKB is clear.
All right, KD2HKB, KD2FPM here with the Black River Valley Service Net. I've acknowledged you in here for Oct-10, and you are now out. Thank you very much for stopping through. We'll close things out here pretty quickly, guys. Looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2FPM again with the Black River Valley Service Net. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make one last final call just to make sure there wasn't anybody out there just hanging on after Oct-10 was finished. KD2FPM with the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Final call. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:45 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had N5AOW Bob, N2PFM George, WA2U John, KC2NBU Ray, KA3TFB Bill, KA2ZNZ, which is Jack, and KC2WIP, and lastly, KD2HKB Matt with Oct-10 that stopped by to visit. So with that, I would like to say 7-3, and all those that listened on their scanners tonight, thank you for hanging out with us. That was excellent. So at this time, KD2FPM will also be clearing the repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll find you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.